Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word, and I'm joined by my co-host, my main man, my big brother, Mr. J.
What's going on, people?
All right. And, of course, we want to hear from you. So if you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're a little nervous, it gets to you to call in, whatnot, you can always email us, which a lot of people do, at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, of course.
And smoothdrama.com.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, questions, comments, concerns, you know, I'm always, I'm happy that we get questions. We've got a lot of questions tonight. It thrills my heart. Although Mr. J is not thrilled with the fact that he's not getting any of the thong shots.
You know what? It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay because, you know, I'm going to come up with something probably by the end of this show, maybe the next show, but it's okay. So for all y'all holding on to them, it's okay. But for all y'all that still want to send them in, there's still time.
You nice that you allow them the time to...
I will never turn down, you know, a shot, a picture.
You'll never turn down a shot.
You know, but even if they want to actually, well, we don't have a physical address where they can mail them, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Let's go. What's going on, people?
A physical address? Really?
I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, we could set up a P.O. box someplace,
just,
but.
No.
Okay.
Come on, man. P.O. box. All right.
I know we ain't. Only thing that makes it to your house is a bill, you know?
Yeah.
The stuff you really want sent to your house, it don't get there.
All right. Thirsty.
Hey, I told you about that.
All right. The things that crazy people do. We just going to go there since you're on this. Guys who want to be buff. You know, there was a dude who...
blew his arms up?
Yeah.
Talking about that guy? Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
I got no sympathy for him.
Yeah, he almost got amputated because he was injecting oil.
What was it, car oil? Was it cooking oil? I mean, what baby oil? What kind of oil was he, you know?
Retard oil.
Oh, damn.
Damn. If you're injecting, it's like, she just lift weights. Just do. I mean, like,
well, no, he was. From what I understand, he was. You know, he was in the gym, but I guess he wasn't getting the results that he wanted. So, you know, instead of doing the next thing that most dudes do, you know, the steroids, someone say, hey, put some oil in your arm, inject it directly into your body. It works better. He said, okay.
Yeah, obviously. It's like maybe he was just trying to hold on to his nuts and didn't want to do the steroids, but there's HGH.
Well, where I'm taking this next.
Where are you taking?
Was it a white boy?
Nope.
This wasn't no brother. It wasn't no brother. I saw the picture. That dude's not. He might be Spanish or something. He ain't no brother.
he was light skinned. I'm saying anything against light skinned people, but he was light skinned.
Nope, I'm not going for it.
I know. I know, light skin people, y'all gotta stay together.
You doing a light skin thing?
You brought.
Okay.
I wasn't bringing it up.
Okay.
It ain't a brother. I'm like, hey.
It's okay.
It's no nothing against you, my brother. You know, we there.
So what else do crazy people do?
Yeah, crazy people stuff $300 worth of meat in their pants.
You sure that wasn't Jameson? That dude plays football now?
No.
Was that wasn't him?
No, in Florida, it's this couple, Doris Rowe and Kenneth Edwards. They drove 26 miles to a Winn-Dixie store, and this Rowe was stuffing meat in her pants. Now, I'm thinking that she has to have a lot of ass in order for her to think that I can stuff this in there and nobody won't see it or notice it.
What type of meat are we talking?
I'm guessing it's a meat that had to be thrown out forever.
No, I mean, are we just beef, chicken? Lamb chop?
It was,
what?
It was pork ribs. And I'm going to say this. 2 packs of detergent and 3 water filters. Yeah. Ribeye steaks, ground beef.
So bacon. How did they get caught?
I guess the manager saw. You know, they got cameras in these stores, man.
Okay, so my next question is, once they got caught, you know, they're being held by the security guard or the police or whoever. What happens with the stolen meat?
Well, they got to the car, and that's when the police chased them to the car. They apprehended them at a traffic stop, and that's where they found the ribeye steaks, the ground beef, the bacon, the pork ribs, and a gallon of bleach.
What were they going to do with the bleach?
I'm like, she has to have a lot if she put all that inside her pants.
Okay.
That's a lot. I mean, she hid a gallon of bleach in her pants.
I hear where you're going. I'm just like,
yeah, that's,
my stomach is hurting now. So
mine is too. It's,
so what else is going on? Let's just leave that one right there.
Yeah, we gonna Scottie Pippen's daughter
get dummy.
Yeah, and
dummy
and going into the hotel and peeing in the lobby, just in front of folks. Like, you know what? This is a real good place right here.
But you know, there's a backstory to that, because from what I understood, they wouldn't allow her to use the bathroom for some reason, and she got mad. I mean, there's more to it than her just, you know, being drunk or whatever. There's all, you know, there's another side to it. That, you know, from what I understand, she was, you know.
Well, see, she goes to the University of Iowa there, and apparently she had been there before.
Okay.
Yeah, and was disorderly.
Yeah, she'll be going to another school. She'll be back in Chicago next year.
Yeah, because she had been arrested in that same hotel before.
Yeah, she'll be at University of Cook County.
Yeah. Well, you know, the females there would be more than happy to allow her to pee right in front of them.
Well, she'll have no choice.
Yeah. Go on, girl. Please.
And Scotty will be, you know, I don't know. You don't hear much about Scotty nowadays, so who knows?
What is there?
Well, he's not under, you know, Jordan's, you know, he's not under the, he's not in Jordan's shadow anymore. You know, the money ain't coming in like he used to, so.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't even know what I'm saying, but it sounded good.
Yeah, I guess if it sounded good to you, it sounded good to me. But now, we still on crazy folks. Like, this baseball coach in North Carolina who was suspended because he forced his players to spit on him.
What?
Yeah. He ordered all the players to spit on him. It was his way of calling their tardiness disrespectful. Yeah. I mean, not spit on each other.
No, I got what you're saying. I'm just...
Yeah. That's some different ill type. Yeah.
That bottle, the whole bodily fluid thing. Yeah.
I mean, you get all your players on the baseball team to spit in your face because they were late. I don't understand that one. Maybe somebody out there, maybe one of the people in the chat room, y'all can tell me, caller, somebody explain why you want to discipline kids by having them spit in your face. Because I don't see the discipline.
No, that's leaning towards fetish. That's a fetish.
That's a fetish?
That's a fetish. That's all that was.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's a sick fetish. That's the only way you can describe that. I mean, for real. Like, who does that?
He does.
Mm.
He definitely does.
There's gotta be some more crazy. So far, this crazy is not, you know.
I'm not
excited.
Give me
something.
You don't think that's crazy?
I think it's very crazy, but it's just like, okay.
All right. If that doesn't strike you as crazy, then I.
It's not even crazy. I'm telling you. I mean, have somebody call in, and we'll talk about it like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's my take on it. That's a fetish.
That. See, you talking about making the stomach hurt. That makes my stomach hurt. Yeah.
Well, I can't even balance the two out. They're both, you know, both situations, whether, you know, the one before that and this one is both nasty.
We gonna go on to some happy stuff.
Thank you.
Something for you.
Uh-oh.
This is for you, Mr. I'm
go ahead.
Cassandra Bankson.
Hey, Cassandra.
Yeah, she has a special thing. She's got one kidney, and she has two vaginas.
Where's she at?
She has, and it's called uterus dittlefus.
You making this up.
I am not making this up.
You making this up.
Uterus dittlefus. D-I-D-E-L-P-H-Y-S. Yes. Dittlefus. And what it is, it's a very, very rare situation where they have two vaginas.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty rare. Yeah.
Right. Two cervixes, and she's got two fallopian tubes.
So, more than likely, she was probably meant to be a twin.
I guess so. Yep.
So.
She has two periods. All that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was like...
Back to back, or is at the same time?
She was like saying, I would be bleeding for like 28 days, or I would have two periods a month. But they never suspected I had a second vagina. And I'm sitting up here like, you know, if you're her gynecologist, don't you look... I'm just thinking that couldn't somebody have saw that there were like three holes?
What do you mean? Well, I mean, when did they first discover this? Like, you know, when she was a child or the first time she, you know.
She said that she's an adult and she saw it.
No, no, I'm saying, like, when did she first know that she had this rare condition?
She just found out.
So you mean, I'm just going to, you know, put it out there. For every dude that she's been with up to this point, they didn't notice it?
But that's what I said. If she had a doctor, something, somebody had to see there were three holes. I'm sorry. I mean, not to kiss and tell. But if I'm down there in the vaginal area.
The vaginal area. Like it's a special area.
Yeah, it's special. It's a very special
area. It's a very special area, but you make it sound like it's closed, like it's a crime scene or something.
No, I'm just saying, if I'm in the vaginal area, then I'm inspecting the vaginal area. I have learned the circumference of the vaginal area. I have studied every inch. It's the artist in me. I paint a picture. A sweet picture. And it's a sweet picture of the vaginal area. It's,
how sweet is it?
It's a canvas. Where, you know, you can just You think about molding it and shaping it. All right.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to explain this to me. Yeah.
I'm just saying that I would have noticed. Maybe every guy that she was dating was like legally blind, and she had a doctor.
I don't care how legally blind you are. You can still feel with your hands and other parts. You know. Come on now.
Hey.
I'm talking about from a dude's point. Like, you in there, you're like, hey, wait a minute. Let me pull out. Let me go back in. Something is not right, you know? I'm just saying.
Well, I mean,
I'm trying to keep this like G-rated right now.
I'm G-rated with it. I'm saying that I said vaginal cavity, vaginal area, and you see that, hey, there's three.
What's that song?
Three, yeah. Is the magic number. Yes, it is. It takes three in your...
Because when you first brought up this particular story, the first 10 seconds, you know what went through my head? I'm thinking of an episode of Star Trek where, you know, Captain Kirk, he's always the one that meets up with the, you know, the women from these different planets. So this time around, okay, he done met, you know.
He done met the woman with
the two, yeah, with two, yeah.
I'm not a Trekkie.
Oh, okay, well.
I'm Star Wars. I mean, there's...
Same thing. It could be Han Solo, whoever. I'm just saying. This sounds like some, you know... That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we going to leave that alone. Cause...
Yeah, that's kind of, you know... Come on, man. You normally have some good ones. These are kind of like... Yeah.
What? You don't find...
I got one for you.
You don't find two vaginas interesting?
That's always interesting.
Okay.
That's all... But this one, now this one was on Facebook. Okay, so you know if it's on Facebook, it's always got to be true.
Not where you live.
But no, somewhere over in, I'll just say Europe someplace.
Mm-hmm.
They are paying men, grown men, I think it's like up to $35,000 if you donate one of your testicles. So apparently somewhere over in Europe, if this is where it's happening, there is a shortage. Or there's a situation going on where certain percentage of men out there either are born without one, they're only born with one, or maybe they had like some type of cancer, and you know, so you can get paid if you were down on your luck. My point is, if you were down on your luck that much, would you donate a part of your body to somebody else?
No.
Why? You're going to get paid.
I like what I got.
Okay, but you technically, a man only needs one.
Okay, then they only need one. They can handle it with the one they got. Why?
Okay, well, wait a minute. What if it's a man that okay, let's say, for example, he had, you know, the cancer down there, testicular cancer, and they had to remove both of them.
Man,
you wouldn't donate one?
Look, do I sound like I was stuttering? No, I'm not giving up the balls. I'm sorry. Not happening.
But you didn't use them already, man. You good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's my point.
Still good.
I have plans for my balls. I have a lot of elaborate plans for my balls.
He's got a day planner over there with tomorrow, May 6th, I'm going to do this.
Right, and I'm sure there's somebody who would like to come.
Whoa, here you go.
I'm just saying that, you know, it's uneven. Say, I got two balls right now, so if you have two hands, you can have a ball in one hand and a ball in the next. Bam. Now, if you take away, because it's like a triangle, isosceles triangle, whatever, right angle triangle, whichever one you want to have. Okay. So if you take one ball away, then all of a sudden, what is that other hand going to do?
You asking me?
No. It's a rhetorical question. See, I'm saying that, boom. In my ideal triangle, okay, we're on the triangle here. Ball in one hand, ball in the other hand, and a certain phallic symbol is somewhere else. Okay? So, if we have that triangle working, it is a beautiful thing. It's perfect symmetry. Now, you take that away, and what do you have? You have one ball, one hand. The other hand is like, what do I do? And all of a sudden, you done knocked the symmetry off, and everything is off. Everything occupied, brother. Everything occupied. Perfect symmetry. I'm not giving up the balls. I am not giving up the opportunity for the perfect triangle. I'm not.
Well, I just would like to make it very clear to those men out there, if you are within listening distance of my voice, I tried to help you. I tried to get this man to help out. He chose not to. He, you know, what can I do?
Well, what about you? Are you giving up a ball for the cause?
They don't want mine.
Ah, see, there you go.
I got mine already signed over. Mine are, you know how you have those promise rings?
No, I don't know nothing about this. I don't know that. And elaborate me on the promise ring for the balls.
I made a promise.
Mm-hmm.
I made a promise. And I just, you know, I promised that I would never, you know, let those, put those in the hands of the wrong person. So I got to hold on to them. I got to keep that promise. Would you, okay, if you wouldn't do it for the money, would you do it for a family member?
Man, look, you're going to make me repeat myself.
All right. We killing the subject now. Right, let's just move on.
You making my balls hurt just talking about them. They screaming right now. What is he talking about? Are you remote? No, I'm not remote. I got to talk to my balls during the break. Like, hey, look, I don't know what he's talking about. I'll be together.
You got to give him a pep talk.
Yes. I let him know, hey, that's him. We have no secret negotiations on splitting balls, none of that. You are safe.
So what else is going on? All right. Sorry, people. Sorry, folks.
Yes.
We do this from time to time.
No, we don't.
He won't even co-sign.
No, I ain't co-signing on we giving up balls. That shit out of here, man. I need a break. You know, it's just me and my balls. I'm sorry, people.
Why are you still talking about it?
Because I'm rattled now. And my balls is acting, they inflamed now. You know?
That sounds kind of personal, but you might need to make an appointment, you know. Right. Get that checked out.
This we gonna get off this. This dead press mind sex.
Black Rose.
together you guys. Ooh, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I got my main man, Mr. J, big brother.
What's up? What's going on?
Talking about my balls, whatnot. That was Dead Prez mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet.
Not yet.
But we get.
But they will eventually, you know.
Eventually, just naked, just spread out all over the place.
But it's funny you brought that up. You segued into that really nice. I did have a question.
Uh-huh.
He's like, damn it, what is it now?
What is, you know, give me your definition. What is that?
What is what?
Mind sex.
Mind sex?
Yeah. Give me your definition.
Oh, that's easy there. I mean, for me, mind sex is what leads up to it. That brings you to that crescendo because you've already talked it out, you've visualized it, everything is taken care of. So when you're actually doing it, you're just acting out a play that you've already written.
Damn, he said, damn, that wouldn't have sounded any better had I said it. Matter of fact, that sounded like what I would have said. Okay.
You know,
crescendo. Yeah, you went there with that one. You pulled out that thesaurus, huh?
No, I know crescendo.
Okay.
I know crescendo. He lives in New York.
Oh, he's still in New York? I thought he moved down to Florida myself, but okay.
No, he got locked up, but and my main man, crescendo.
Shout out.
I hope you out, man. I miss you. That's real. He got locked up last time I talked to him.
He's doing another bid.
Yeah, just, you know, living his lyrics, I guess. I don't know. yeah, so that's mind sex for me. Mental stimulation.
The number is 347-826. 7435 347-826-7435. Call us.
Call in and talk to me. I'm DJ Squirrel.
Damn! Where the hell Squirrel been?
DJ Squirrel ain't been around for a minute. Yeah.
What's up, Squirrel? How you doing, man? What's up with you?
Just trying to bring him back.
Man, well, come on back in here, man.
Anyway, we're gonna jump into some questions. Oh, since we're here. First question.
You got a breath or something?
This is from Miss Sanchez. What attracts men to big booty women? You want to grab that one?
Oh, okay. Damn, because my mind just went someplace on that. Okay.
You got stuck there. It was like, you visualizing the booty right there.
Well, then you say you want to grab that one. I'm like, I'm looking around the room like, shit, where is it? Okay. What was the question again?
Wow. What attracts men to women with big booties?
I can't speak for everybody. I just make that perfectly clear. I'm just going to speak for me. It's just something about it. Seriously. I mean, there's no words that can give you an exact answer or definition or reason why. It's just depending on the woman and, you know, what she's got going on. Because everybody that has one, it don't look right on everybody.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen some women with like real.
Elaborate on how.
I'm just saying. Okay. Let's take Kim Kardashian. I've seen her in person. She ain't got nothing that I ain't seen, you know, walking through the streets of Brooklyn or anywhere else. Okay, but, you know, for some reason, you know, she became the big, you know, she's a big item. I think it was more so because of the video. But I do know for a fact that ever since that video has been made, you know, she got some work done.
not to digress from, you know, the subject, it really depends on the woman. Like, for years, you know, brothers, we've always, you know, admired, you know, that part of a woman. We've all, that's nothing new to us. Why are we so attracted to it? Oh, man.
Well,
it's just something.
Maybe there's the jello jiggle, you know, that,
on some,
that kind of
on some, yeah.
And then there's just, there's like a pure onion factor.
The ones that make you cry, yeah.
Yeah, you just see it and it's like.
But you know what? Then you got those that, you know, let's like, it can be just like small and compact, but on that particular woman, it's just right.
Yeah, I mean, no, see, because
she don't need a lot.
Right. It's not about a, because there's a certain way. It's like, there's like, you can like wear a thong, and it'll highlight your
It'll accentuate everything.
Exactly. Or you could just be in some tights, and it just, there's just,
there you go.
It just moves as you walk. There's a, my word, symmetry. It's like,
oh, that's your word of the day? Okay.
Word of the day. There's that poetry in motion. It's like, oh, look at it. It's just.
Yeah, but see then, you know, because you got some, you know, especially like, you know, the ones from down south in the mid, you know, certain parts of the Midwest, where it's just ridiculous. Like, what the hell?
Now you see, you know, you got the Cali girls with big butts. Like, what are you talking about?
Nah, I'm not even saying Cali. I'm just saying that, you know, there's just a certain segment, or, you know, like, the certain percentage out there that, you know, it's, you know, you just look at it like you can see it when it's walking towards you. That's how big it is. And you're just like, that's just too much. There's no reason for all that.
You can see it from the front.
Yeah, that's just wrong, you know. And it's okay, the best way to describe those types, take a pear. Just take a pear, put it in your hand, right? And imagine, like, if you got a, like, two pencils or whatever around, stick those pencils at the, in the bottom of the pear.
Okay.
Now imagine that being, you know, the woman.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, either they got, like, really big butts, really big hips, and really big legs.
Look,
or they can have, huh?
No, I'm saying I have a major in sociology, which is the study of people, and my minor is in buttology. So, as somebody who has a minor, and I wouldn't even say it's a minor, it's like a double major. It's like, you can see it, because there's a way you present the butt. I mean, because, see, you could be, like, laying down, and it's, like, hanging out off the edges of like, some suggestive PJs, whatnot, and it's like, you just look around, and you see it, and it's like, yeah, that'll work.
You know what? Best way to tell is in some, seriously, boy shorts.
Boy shorts?
Boy shorts. Either you got it or you know. That's the way you measure it. Like, if you got too much, you can tell if they got too much or they got too little.
Yeah.
And but then you know what? Not every man, like,
you said too much or too little. Is there such a thing as too much or too little?
I just finished saying that for some people, yes. If you come on now, if you see it coming towards you. If you can see it from the front coming towards you, that's just way too much. What are you going to do with all that?
I would disagree.
Well,
see,
okay.
It's an old one of my favorite LL Cool J songs of all time, Big Old Butt.
Mm-hmm.
I circled it and teased it and made her squeal. It's, you know, that's what I would do with it.
Okay, but, you know, seeing we go in there and we, you know, we're kind of digressing, but how do you feel about this big, you know, all of a sudden, you know, for years, the sisters had it, you know, Spanish, you know, Puerto Rican girls had it, you know, Dominican girls had it, West Indian girls had it. Now, all of a sudden, you know, white girls, boom. And see, I don't think that they really have. I just think it's just the way that the clothes are being cut. Like, you know, the way they design the clothes now makes certain parts look bigger than they normally would.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about the ones that go get the surgeries and get the implants. I'm just talking about regular old, you know, white girls.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden now they, you know, they buy, you know, they'll either buy the Spanx or they'll do something to physically or visually alter it. You know, and it's like, you know, and all these dudes are like, oh, man, damn, she got something back there. I'm like, no, she doesn't. It's fake. You know, it's an illusion.
Well, I mean, that goes back to what you were talking. See, because it's not about the size of the ass. It's about if you got what you got and you working it, because there's sexy just is. So mm-hmm. Whatever you got.
I like that. Say that again.
Sexy just is.
Damn. Okay, you can trademark. We're going to have to trademark that.
It ain't something that you can't manufacture it. I mean, there's people who get injections or fix a flat and all this other stuff. You know, hey, it ain't working for them. You in the
fly to Brazil and all these places here to get, you know, go down to Florida and get the illegal stuff done. Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you work with what you got, and, you know, you might have to do some butt raisers, some squats. Just you can improve it, and that's it. Just work with what God gave you,
Shake what your mama gave you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we just gonna move on from this because
well let's stay in the ballpark.
Oh, let's just go in the ballpark because we got some more questions that I want to get to, but I think we answered that question why men like women with big booties, because we just spent the past 10 minutes talking about
10 minutes. Yeah, we could go all day.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like Forrest Gump and Shrimp. You know,
just
we could go all day with that. At least I could, but
I'm co-signing. I'm co-signing. I mean,
certain conversations are made for offline.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, thank you, Ms. Sanchez, for the question. Greatly appreciate it. And we're going to go into some more questions here as we love questions from our listeners.
And while you're looking for the next question, just remember, you know, you can send your emails, you know, send your questions, email smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Yeah.
Or you can send them to me, Mr. J.
Why are you being selfish?
And if somebody wants to, you know, prove my theory on the whole butt issue, just, you know, put it in a thong and take a picture and, you know.
Okay.
This is for the calendar, remember?
Yeah, this for the...
We're doing that, I'm telling you. See, if we would have started this a couple of weeks ago, we could have had it out. Well, no, we could still do it and have it out in time for Father's Day.
What? So that's calendar put out to all the fathers out there.
It's a bit too late now. I mean, because
you, dog.
wait until we get this website up and pumping. I'm telling you, y'all gonna see some things on there. Y'all like, oh my, I better hurry up and, you know, send my picture in.
Are we?
We're not?
Okay.
I thought we were.
Okay.
I hope y'all still with us. We done lost our mind for a minute, but we back. Okay, you know, the next question. What was the next one you had?
Why are black women not getting married at the same rate as other races? Miss Evans asked.
Why are black women not getting... You know what? I'm going to answer this question as best as I can. Number one, you have to look at it this way. Let's just take the numbers, census numbers. There obviously are more, you know, because, you know, the Caucasian women are the, you know, larger population of Caucasian women than there are black women. Let's start from there. Now, if you want to break it down into the different age groups, there's many factors. I mean, with the way, you know, there's, you know, supposedly there's no good black men out there, to us being incarcerated, to us, you know, supposedly running to other races of women. I mean, where do you want to start with this?
I'm thinking wherever you want to start with it.
Well, I mean, I hate when I hear that question because it's not a fair question. It's not that it's not a fair question. It's just that there's so many different ways that you can answer that. But then every time, every way you give an answer, there's going to be another question on top of that one, you know, because if you peel an onion, you just can't peel, take one layer off.
Well,
you know, and there's another layer.
Well,
you know?
I'll just say.
I think that women have to ask themselves that question.
Right. I mean, because saying, I mean, I don't think there's any, I mean, I guess there's some data that you can look at, but all data is skewed as a sociologist, as somebody, they get samples, test samples of population, and I'll always, those are going to be skewed because it's basically going to go to people who, you're going to go to the official registers, and then you have people who are in relationships who just don't want to get married, but technically they are married, common law. They've been together forever. I mean, there are a lot of factors. And as far as I can tell, people get married who want to get married.
I think a lot of people get married for the wrong reason.
All right. And then you get people who don't want to be married.
Right.
Real simple. So here's people. I'm climbing the corporate ladder. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I've run into that situation a lot of times. I mean, not to, you know, to cut you off, but let me just say this. And I'm probably going to get a lot of, you know, backlash on this. But, you know, a couple of years ago when Steve Harvey put out that book, and then the book, you know, about the 90-day rule and all that. Personally, yeah, see, I already hear it. Personally, I think there's some truth to that. If people, and I'm not just talking about the woman, I'm talking about the man too. If people just really waited before they went there, you know, I mean, too many times, it's like, you know, you got people like only been together 2 weeks or 2 months, you know, or whatever. And
2 days.
Yeah, and jump, you know, hooked up already. And then from the woman's point of view, you can't understand why, like, maybe 6 months down the road, 7 months down the road, he's not even talking marriage or anything. But yet that's where you want to go because you feel as though he's the right man for you. And I tell people all the time, it's because part of the reason is because you gave him the one thing that you shouldn't have given him so soon. And then on the man side, it's like a lot of times you judge the woman because of that one thing. You know, because maybe a month into it or whatever, she decided that she wanted to do this with you. So now, and then, you know, during the course of her doing that, she may have done something that you didn't expect her to do. So now you're looking at her like, oh, man, I can't get with her because, you know, she did this and she did that. And then she, you know, she did all that. Yeah, you know.
I will say this. I mean, if there's a guy who don't want to get with a woman because she was great sexually,
no, I'm not saying that. But come on, no, that's not what I'm saying. You're misunderstanding. What I'm saying is that, and you know, come on now, you and I both know this. It's like this. Let's be real. At all, you know, however many women from your past all the way to the present, if somebody, you know, basically gave up the cookies too soon, you may really like that person, but you know, you're not really looking at her long term. You're not. Part of that, and then wait a minute. You're either not looking at her like that, or if during the course of, you know, the smash session or whatever you want to call it, if she does something that, you know, you wasn't really expecting her to do, then you kind of looking at her like, well, damn. If she did that to me, how many other dudes she do that to? Dudes think like that.
I don't think like that, but...
But I'm not saying... I'm just saying in general.
I can only...
And I'm telling you, a lot of dudes use those reasons for not trying to go further in a relationship or not trying, you know, to marry the chick.
Well,
because of simple stuff like that.
Right, but then that's the case. We're talking about somebody who doesn't care about anything but the superficial anyhow.
There's superficiality going on both sides. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, but, you know, I won't say that if you had sex with a guy day one that y'all couldn't have a great relationship. Or I won't say, well, if you wait for a certain amount of time, y'all gonna have... I mean, because each individual case is different. Because
so let me add, okay, well, let's just speak from personal situations. Have you ever been in a situation where, boom, you know, you knocked it down the first night out, and, or
or not even the first night, the first week, or maybe 2 weeks in. And you just, after that, it's, you know, you kind of looked at them different?
Nope.
Okay.
Look, because I look at it equal. Because I say this, that, hey, I wanted it, she wanted it, what was the problem?
All right, well, let me, you know, and we can jump, because I know we got another topic within the topic we want to talk about, but let me just put these two, I got two inbox messages. Let me just put these two out. Mimi from, I know Mimi. Hey, Mimi. She says women are doing wife shit way before it's time. That's what she says. I kind of agree with that to a certain point. And then we got Michelle. Michelle's down in, I think that's Florida, your favorite state. She says she can only speak for herself, but now all of us have the number one goal to get married, so there's no common law in the state of Florida. But if that happens, then, wait a minute, but if it happens, then it will, but I'm not rushing it either. I jumbled it up a little bit, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I guess what they really, I guess it comes back to the original question. Why are sisters, you know, basically not getting married in the same, you know, at the same rate as white women? Because the reality of it is, let's just say on average, most white women get married. It doesn't matter if they're marrying Billy Bob down the street or Jason, who comes from a blue blood family. They're in situations financially, and they're set up in situations most of the time where economics plays a big part of this. That's one of the biggest reasons. Nowadays, you got a lot more sisters out here in the workforce, whether it be blue collar work or white collar work, and whether they have children or not, trying to get ahead and trying to make that money. Then, you know, when they do have time to date, they're really looking for someone that's going to bring the same amount or more to the table. And, you know, supposedly, I guess they're not meeting guys on that level, whatever level that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way. I mean, you know, we only have an hour and a half on the show. I mean, I can go into it at length, my experience and people that I know, but we're just gonna move on.
That's move on, because that's a whole nother subject. That
exactly.
Level thing. That's some of the biggest garbage that I've ever.
What?
Guys on my level.
Yeah, because you know my thing is if you. Flipping burgers at you know, number one flipping burgers, but if you flipping burgers at McDonald's and you meet a dude that's, you know, working down the street and he manages a cleaners, I don't know. If he's managing the cleaners, I would assume that he's probably making a little bit more than you, so then you're not on his level. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, but on the level, I thought it was a mental thing, but apparently
it is. Well, see, I would take it as a mental thing, but now they're turning that whole thing into like it's a financial thing.
Right. So we just gonna step away from this one, because
I'm trying to light some fires here. I want some callers to call in. I want somebody to call in like, oh no, you're wrong in this. I guess they're scared tonight.
You scared them off, man.
I ain't scared nobody off. You know me. I want up. Wait a minute.
If y'all want to call 347-826-7435, if you would like to challenge Mr. J in his assertion. Once again.
They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it.
826-7435.
They ain't going to do it. I want you to call and tell me and prove to me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
On that note,
I'm getting a lot. I mean, my inbox is blowing up right now.
We're gonna go on a break here.
Break time.
This is Little Brother, The Becoming.
And if you want a success story, just take a look at mine. I was blessed with the right component, so precise, cause I write so tight within the moment. It's been like my life depended on it. I target you herbs on some teleprompter shit. I got you watching your words. Tape rhymes is real life, yours is so for restless. Taxing these niggas like no dependence. 12-bar courtroom drama with no co-defendants. Don't beat it off, come to your senses, little nigga. Hard rock, my block is where you better be from. Top of the line, my team will never settle for crumbs. And he's hated, but
the Sean Don. Then I started to ponder, fuck this, I'ma quit the football team tomorrow. This show's around town, and one got around, and battle and take it was like yelling, speaking Tijuana. Built my rep up, that's when Pooh and Knight stepped up. Knight was old school, Pooh was young and playing catch up. Cool, cause he could still rock an instrumental. I first saw it, shit, they was whack, but niggas could hear potential in them. Honing our skills for survival, hustling. I fly just passed out like my mama at revival.
Mr. F the N word. I'm down with my main man, Mr. J. And that was Little Brother, The Becoming.
I had a question, or actually not me, but somebody inboxing. And when this call, I just want to answer this because, you know, she's been waiting kind of patiently. She has nothing to do with sex, but to do with dating, if you don't mind. My friend Cash out in LA, what's up? Cash, known her for a couple of years now. That's my peoples.
You are the king of the shout out. But go
ahead. She didn't want me to mention her name, but it's too late now. It's too late.
That's nice of you.
But anyway, I'll rephrase the question. Right. She's dating someone now who has a situation going on, and she doesn't know the right way to ask him, but she's kind of curious as to how that situation came about.
Okay, I mean, are you going to tell us what the situation is?
I can't. Because I already messed up by mentioning her name.
That's not even a question. It's like, yeah, she has a situation.
Well, no, not her. He has a situation.
All right, he has a situation that we don't know what it's a situation. So we're going to talk about a hypothetical situation that we hypothetically can't know about hypothetically.
All right, he has a lazy eye. No, I'm just messing. I'm messing with you. He stutters. He stutters.
Okay.
For real, he stutters.
All right. I stutter, too, in certain situations.
You stutter when you get excited. No, this dude stutters just...
Okay.
He stutters. Oh, okay. You ain't right, because, you know, we could sit here all night clowning one another with that, but... All right, I'm going to answer it. It's serious. I mean, because she, you know, apparently she really likes the dude. And knowing, having a friend, a childhood friend that had the situation, it's really embarrassing. And he overcame it, but it took him years of therapy and, you know, a lot of things. But more than likely, it's something that happened from birth. I mean, 9 times out of 10, these situations, you know, it's not like a birth defect, but it's a speech impairment. That's basically what it is. If the doctor didn't catch it when he was a child, like the parents, you know,
man,
didn't take him to therapy.
What's the situation? We know.
I just asked you. I just said it. Come on, pay attention, people. Pay attention. She said she's dating him. She's dating a dude who stutters.
A stuttering problem.
How does she ask him what happened? There's no way possible. Or the best way to come about it. Is just say, hey, I was just wondering, you know, how long have you had your speech impairment? That's the only way you can ask them.
Oh.
Don't ask them what happened. Just say, how long have you had it?
All right.
And once you ask him how long, he'll go into telling you, like, he was born with it or, you know, whatever happened.
Yeah, but I'm missing something here.
You rolled that yellow bus in today, didn't you?
Yeah.
You rolled that small yellow bus. Okay.
I'm not seeing the issue. Yeah, he stutters, but does he treat you right? What? He stutters.
Well, okay, we got to stop thinking alike, because that's how I would feel about it. But apparently, it's to a point now, maybe during their conversations or, you know, when they're talking, maybe he doesn't talk a lot because of that.
Okay.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad. I am not mad.
Come on, man. I know you got something for me now.
Woosah. I'm gonna go into a question from another person who. Okay. Well, we have a caller.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Smooth Drama.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Thank you. Well, I have a few things to say because I feel like Jay can be a politician.
First of all, who are we speaking to?
No, we're not going to play those games tonight, Jay.
I already know who it is.
I feel like you could be a politician because you dodge the question and then you come back to it, circle around it, and then with the issue with your friend, you put her out there.
What question did I dodge? No, that was my mistake, and I truly apologize for that. That was my mess up. But, I mean, I did answer the question.
You got to be faster on your feet representing the issue.
Hey, sweetheart, wait a minute. Hold up.
You asked a question. Listen, patience, grasshopper. You asked a question.
Oh, now she...
Which question did you dodge?
Yeah.
So, Mr. at the end said that one of his callers said, what is it about the booty? And you really couldn't say. You said it's just
like
man,
she went back 45 minutes ago.
Except.
Okay.
Except
now, you're saying
said
that
was
I dodged
much.
The question or we both
wait
dodged
a minute
it.
Now. You want to hear my answer or not?
Okay. I'm trying to get to the question.
Except for the fact that you said there's a such thing as too much. So that could have been a whole other thing, but that's I'm gonna leave you alone with that for tonight. I'm gonna be nice.
No, because apparently you're trying to open up a can of whoop ass on me. I mean, open it up. Let's go. Because I mean, same way you're saying that I dodged the question, I could turn around. I could turn that question around and ask you it like this. The same way a woman wants to know, what do you see, and, you know, what is it about men and women with big butts? I could say the same thing to women about what is it about women who, you know, those women I call them size queens that like men with big dicks. What is it?
Did you say size queens?
Size queen.
Oh,
size
queen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, and I can ask 10 different women and get 10 different answers. So I didn't dodge the question. I gave you my answer.
Well, it just seemed like
what
you
wanted,
because
I said,
like
because then wait a minute, now
it.
Nothing, you spoke, now let me speak. I said before I even answered the question, I can't speak for all men. I said I can only speak for myself. And I gave you the answer. I gave you the answer within 10 minutes after, you know, within the first 10 seconds. You didn't hear it. But next caller.
All right.
So that was the end? I was going to say something else, too. There were a few things.
Well, go ahead. I mean.
Yeah, you got something else? You got
yes, as far as people being
hold
married.
On,
man.
I got to pour some rum in my tea because this is getting interesting. Go ahead.
Rum in your tea.
You're funny. But anyway, as far as people getting married, marriage isn't for everyone. And so I'm kind of with you guys on the answers for that. The size of the populations are different. Some people don't want to go outside of their race. But then the part about people saying men aren't on their level, I don't really, as long as a man has a job, a decent job, and he's doing well
inches.
For himself. What?
Oh, nothing.
43 inches.
but see, okay, you know, we gotta run along after this, but you said long as he has a decent job. So then it opens up or it peels another layer off. what's your definition of a decent job? Because every woman is not going to have the same answer when it comes to that. See?
Right.
There's different levels.
I understand everyone is not going
to
have the
levels.
Same answer. I understand everyone's not going to have the same answer. I can only speak for me. So if I'm making six figures.
Wait a minute. Smooth, did you hear what she just said?
Yeah, she can speak for herself.
Okay, and what did I say at the beginning of that other conversation?
I don't know. What
you
did
say it, but
I said I can
you
only answer
time.
For myself. No,
right,
I said before
you a long
I will
time
answer
to get
this
to the
question.
Answer.
All right.
No. I never heard your answer.
All right.
That's why I
said
you
could
be a good politician.
Right. I think that we done here. We go,
thank you.
Go, go.
Thank you for calling in.
Go,
have a good day.
How to go. Thank you.
Talk to you. Text you next week.
And please call again.
She'll call again. She'll be back next week.
All right. So.
More than 3 inches, huh?
I'm saying. I think women appreciate more than 3 inches. That's all. Not that I'm dissing the fellas out there who got three. I'm sure it's a strong, vibrant three that get the job done. Anyway.
Damn, it got quiet for me. It got quiet. Why did it get so quiet in
here?
That's a whole different conversation, but, you know, just, I don't know, she that whole phone call, she'll be back next week.
But they have sleeves for that, I hear.
I don't know. I don't have that problem.
But
I mean,
I don't have the issue either. I'm just saying, but if you three and you feel like you need more instead of taking them pills that make...
Or getting that them pumps and all that kind
right,
of...
Right, and that make milk come out your breasts and all this other stuff, you might want to just fake it with the thing. Like, yeah... I got 6 inches now. Bam.
Look, I know of situations, people running away from dudes with 70 more. So, you know, but yet they talk about, oh, well, if he ain't got this much, I don't be bothered with him. So, yeah. Damn.
So we
you ever have to chase somebody around the room?
No, I don't think I've ever had to chase anybody.
Well, it's no fun. That's all I'm saying.
Anyway. See, I'm more the whole smooth drama. The smooth. I appreciate smooth, and I bring smooth to the table. So when smooth and smooth get together, you have smooth drama. Because I bring this move, and then...
Well, you know what, damn it, if I got to be the drama, I'll be the drama, because I'm going to keep it real. You know I am. I will cause controversy where there is none.
All right.
As Mimi says, know your limitations.
Yeah.
I think that... But you know what? I think that goes for both, you know, for both sides. Know
well,
your limitations.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think of facials?
What do I think of them?
What do you think of facials?
I guess we're talking in a sexual sense. So
I'm just talking facials.
Well, I know what you're talking about. Come on now. We already had this in the meeting. Stop
you,
it.
You know what I'm talking. You don't even know what I'm talking about, but go ahead.
Right,
tell me what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the kind of facial I think you're talking about, it's interesting because I know some that enjoy that and some that are like, oh, hell no. Long as, you know, from a dude's point, you really can't control that if you're down there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get it on you. You know, you're going to get it on you. That's just truth. You know, and for any dude that's listening and says that you know, he's not or he don't, you know, he ain't about that, he's lying.
Well, I'll say this because I was going the Guinness World Record for largest mass facial was just broken in China.
See, okay, why are they even keeping those type of records? And where was this event held that nobody knew about it?
It was 1,000 people filled a football stadium for a mass facial.
That's a
What kind of football stadium they fill in?
Hello.
Let me elaborate, brother. It lasted 30 minutes, and it included clean baths, moisturizing, and massage.
Okay. See. Man, if you can see my screen right now, this shit it's just like, I got about 8 inboxes, and everybody's just like...
No, but seriously, yeah, they did that, but they did the other facials. Now, the facials that you were talking about, I mean, for me, I'm of the opinion that there's a demeaning part of facials. Some people take it that way, but I say something different. See, because
if you're watching those movies, 9 times out of 10 in those movies, yeah, that's demeaning because you can just tell. Most of the time, you can tell by the look on her face. She doesn't really want that. Oh. But, you know, it's done for aesthetics.
But hold on. See, but here's my point. And this is where I turn it around. Now, I say that, hey, men get facials too. And I'm not talking about gay men. I'm talking about men from women. Because when a woman comes in a man's face, she is giving him a facial. Correct?
True. True.
So, I mean... I don't think there's a man who has done that will raise his hand and say, yeah, you know what? That was very demeaning to me, and I felt so disrespected. I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, but I mean,
have you...
6 in one hand, half a dozen in the other hand. I mean, just as many as I know that enjoy that, I know some that are like, they ain't down with that.
Okay, but I'm saying... Have you ever talked to a man that was like, man, I felt so disrespected when she gave me that facial?
No, because I don't know too many brothers that would actually come out and, you know, put that out there. You know what I'm saying? Not unless they're like really, really, really cool with somebody. You know, come on now, dudes don't have that type of conversation. And if you're doing it, you're having it with somebody. That's like really your dog, you know, like your dude.
Right, but the conversation is basically an oral sex conversation.
Right.
Right.
Well, okay, but what I'm saying is like I said earlier, when a guy's down, he really can't control that. Once you're down there and you're doing what you're doing, you know you're doing it for a reason because you're trying to pull something, you know, you're trying to bring pull something out of him. You're trying to get something out of him. You know what I mean? You know, you're trying to get that dramatic effect at the end.
Right. I mean, so for me, I don't see how it's disrespectful because, as I say, I flip the script and say that every time a woman has come in a man's face, I mean, that you've given him a facial. Now, obviously, that's a porn movie type deal. I'm giving her a facial. But
so you're talking about that Krispy Kreme.
Right. But I'm saying that, like you were saying earlier, if you're down there and you're doing what you're doing, I mean, obviously, if you have the right intentions, because there are some people who just do it just because I guess it's right to do it.
Well,
for that person.
My thing is, number one, you shouldn't be down there just doing it with everybody. But if you're going to be, if you're going down there, you might as well go ahead down there and do it right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So if you're down there doing it right, you kind of have to expect that to happen. There's no disrespect because it's actually much respect because you did what you were doing. You did your thing. That's it. That's all I was saying. I'm giving a shout out to everybody who's ever had a facial. You know what? You did a great job.
Wow, well, damn, you got me speechless right now. You got me speechless.
It's bud for you.
You got me speechless because I can't, you know what? I can't say that I've ever had like a terrible one, but I've had some bad ones. But the majority of them have been good.
Okay.
You follow me?
No, but go ahead.
What I'm saying is like you just
need to know what you're saying.
You,
yeah. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yes. You've been lucky enough to have had
Oh, there's been a couple. I had to, like, you know, it's like if you're the coach on a team, you got to pull them over to the side and have a little conversation with them.
Your assistant coach.
Hey.
You don't get to play. You can't
get here in the game right now.
I'm benching you.
Yeah, you know, you had to sit them on the bench.
That's a question for another. Have you ever been put on the bench? We're not gonna.
We got about 15 minutes left, huh?
We're not gonna ask that tonight.
No. They can email in their responses. That's what they can do because we only got 15 minutes. But here's the question: have you ever had a talk or have?
Like burning up there.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. Have you ever disappointed somebody?
Have I ever disappointed somebody? I probably have. I don't remember it. My memory is cloudy.
Well, we're asking all the listeners, but wow.
Yeah.
You laughing behind that, so apparently you do remember. You just think it was funny when it happened.
No.
I'll be man enough to say, yeah, I did.
I don't think it was funny. It's funny now because I'm not in the situation, but when you're there.
Oh, yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah. You're like, oh, shit.
That's not supposed to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened to me. I'm not going to lie. And, at this point, it is what it is. You know, because with that particular person not being mean or anything, you know, she's not listening, you know, but it doesn't matter. She.
You hope she's.
She, no, I know she's not.
Okay.
I know she's not, you know. She knows. She knows.
She knows.
She knows.
Mm.
You know, like KR.
She know? We want to know since you say she knows. We want to know what she knows.
She knows that when I did get the do-over, it erased the memory of the first time.
Okay.
And if she ever doubted me or whatever, I got the letter that proves it.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I'm messing with you. I'm just joking.
Just a Mr. J shout-out to himself.
I'd like to give a shout out to my man, my dog, Mr. J. You in here.
Yeah.
Oh, but wait a minute. Don't forget. Reminder.
What's a reminder?
Send those pics to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
All right, ladies.
Thong to thong, thong, thong.
He would love some thong shots, ladies. Please send him the thong shots so he can... Start
make this calendar.
The calendar, and we won't have to talk about it no more. Yeah.
This all the money's going to a charity.
Yes, it's called the Mr. J is Happy Fund. Make the hair on Mr. J's chest rise.
Do we have any more calls?
I don't think we have any more.
So we just gonna go stupid the last 12 minutes, okay?
Yeah, we not stupid. I mean,
well, I got some things I want to say.
Hey, I have a serious question.
What's that?
I have a serious question from PC. I put it away. So we gonna take it back to be a little serious. And this is obviously about what went on in Baltimore, been going on there. Why is it every time something happens tragically or otherwise in a African-American /black community, why do African-Americans feel the necessity to tear their own neighborhood up? Who do you think
I can answer
is hurting when they do it?
I'll answer that.
Please do.
For the most part, when they riot, and I'm speaking of every riot, even in the 60s, my understanding, I wasn't around back then, I'm just saying, my understanding is a lot of the businesses that they tore down or they burned down were not businesses that we owned. They were businesses. It was a reflection of the people that were their oppressors. Just like now, that CVS. I mean, it was stupid of them to burn it down. But when we destroy things, 9 times out of 10, we can't tear up our own stuff because we don't own any of it.
You know, we don't own any of it. You never see riots going on in the suburbs. It's always going to be in an inner city, whether it's the ghetto of that city or if it's like, you know, somewhere, you know, somewhere else in a city. It's not going to be in a suburban place. They're not going to go around and torch houses. They will torch buildings, apartment buildings and businesses, but they won't torch a house. Now, yes, I mean, again, what went down in Baltimore, why is it always us doing it? Because we're always the ones being oppressed. Once this went on in Baltimore, you notice, like, then they had the march in, they had a march in Philly. They had a march in New York. They had a march in Seattle. The one in Seattle was mostly, quote-unquote, white folks. They destroyed just as much property in Seattle as they did in Baltimore, but you didn't hear about that on the news. Think of it this way. Every time one of these cities in the United States, like one of the sports teams wins a game, you know, like the championship or something, take the one in Chicago a couple years ago and the one up in Toronto. They destroy the whole downtown area. But when they do it, it's just revelers. You know, it's just people, you know, celebrating.
Revel.
When we do it.
Revelry. Yeah.
Right. When we do it, we're thugs. We have no respect for authority. You know, we get the negative part of it, but, you know, they don't. And we've done the same thing.
Well, I mean, we understand that that's, I mean, once again, as I've always stated, it's the history of this country. We always, there. History is written by the victors. So if you're believing mainstream history, then you have a serious issue anyway. As I state every week, and we'll continue to state week after week after week, if you're surprised by anything that's going on, I'm always surprised that you're surprised. As my
I see what you're saying.
Happen. They will always happen. It will always be tilted against you because you are the oppressed. Unless you rise up to overthrow your oppressor, you will always be in the position of being oppressed. If you accept what your oppressor gives you and you decide to embrace it and hold it and rub it and squeeze it and internalize it, that's what it is. You will manifest that and you will be as your oppressor is and you will be shown as your oppressor wants you to be shown. Because like you said, Seattle, same thing. That's it in Baltimore. But because it's a different denomination, they are not looked at or spoken as the
denomination or a different
Well, I mean,
you call them money.
Well, I mean, you can say it's a,
I know what you're saying. It's a
cult.
Yeah.
There's a cult of people who do the same things every time. They follow the same rules. I mean, actually, I was having this conversation, and it was funny. I saw an article about the same conversation I was had, like thug.
It's the new nigger. The new code word for nigger.
No, it's not. Actually, thug. See, because I'm into metaphysical stuff. Thug comes from the Indian Hindu god Kali. It's a cult called Thuggee.
Right.
U-G-E-E. And Thuggee was a group of people who went around marauding and doing rituals under the name of the Hindu goddess Kali. They rob, steal, and kill. And thugs do the exact same thing because they're invoking the spirit of Kali and are of the clan Thuggee. So when you say, well, I'm a thug, thuggy, whatnot, you're actually in the Hindu cult now. You kind of manifest that energy and it flows through you, which is why they do that mindless marauding that makes no sense whatsoever and solves no problems because you kind of get caught up in that senseless thing and you wonder why. Because it's a spiritual aspect. See, because people think spirituality is just all positive, but no. Spirituality can actually be a negative too. And your spirituality is embracing senseless violence. If people understand that, maybe they can, maybe they can't, but that kind of is what it is. whether you believe in it or not, you are.
Oh, yeah, you just, but you know, you just took the show down a whole nother road in 5 minutes. We can't cover everything, but I just wanted to say. Well, no, I agree with you, but you know, we're going to end on that note. I just want to also say that we, and I mean, when I say we, I mean we as a colored people, I mean we as a people that are always being the ones oppressed. Stop watching major media when it comes to how they report the news. Stop. Seriously, there's enough information outlets out here on the internet where you can get the real story. And don't always go about what you read or what you see. You gotta do more. You know, there's a reason why you have a brain. You know, there's a reason why your brain is capable of thirsting for more knowledge. Don't accept what everybody says to you just because the masses say it or just because it's the popular thing to say. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, and I'm not just talking about the whole Baltimore thing. I'm just talking about in general. We get so caught up in whatever someone's telling us or whatever we see or whatever, you know, we think we know, and the reality is we don't know because we're allowing somebody else to feed us the information that we think is supposed to be the truth.
Well, I mean, that's what trichnology is all about, misinformation. That's what it is. That's what it always has been. And that's the reality of the situation. People don't want to own up to the fact that they know the truth. And that, hey, you allow it to happen by falling into that category of compliance. I mean, it's sort of what the Matrix was all about when Miss Stewart, how you doing, Miss Stewart? I got your email the other day. Miss Stewart, who's been who wrote The Third Eye, the one who they stole the Matrix from in the first place, where it's about you have people who are sleeping in the pod, who are not ready to open their eyes and understand that the system is gaming you, because it's easier to go along with the beast than to challenge the beast.
I'm going to sum it up in two words. Think back to the movie School Days. Think back to that last scene where the kids were out in the courtyard and the camera zooms in on Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm-hmm.
After it's doing that panoramic view of all the people, you know, the ones that were waking up or half asleep and they're all in their pajamas. When that camera comes back around to him,
mm-hmm.
The two words he says at the end of that film, wake up.
Yeah.
People, wake up.
Well, I mean, waking up is not enough, though. I mean, you can wake up. But
yeah, but just getting them to wake up first. Once you get them awakened, then you can motivate them to do whatever it is that they're not doing.
Well,
it's just like, you know, when you were a kid, you got to wake up at school.
I don't believe that. I've always been a believer in action. I mean, people can say a lot of things.
Right, but before you can get to them to do an action, you got to get them motivated. You got to wake them up. You got to let them know that, hey, you're sleeping. You're
people
falling
already
asleep.
Know the truth.
See, you know, a lot of people don't.
Yes, they do. See,
no.
You're not giving folks the credit for just ignoring the truth. A lot of people, it's just like when you talk about the crime.
We might have to end this on that note.
And on that note, I want to thank all my callers for calling in. Of course, special shout out to my co-host, my main man, Big Brother, Mr. J, for coming on and doing his thing.
And I'm going to be back here next week. That's right, damn it.
Yeah. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama Session. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth. Drama.